Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
So you can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Uh-oh, welcome to Relax the Podcast.
Why are you saying uh-oh? You should say hooray.
Eric's got a sneaky smirk.
Sorry I smiled.
No, I know it's a smirk.
Sorry I
smiled. Can I tell you what I think it is?
What is it?
I think it's you writing something down that you're going to make fun of me about.
No, well, I do that every episode. So
I know, but that's not
that much of a stretch.
Like I'm about to make fun of
it. I was smirking at something else that tickled me.
What was it? Can I know?
Well, I wanted to start by talking about, like, we talked a lot last episode about, like, car recommendations and asking anybody that would listen to this.
Comments?
Yes, and so I was going through the comments of the cars, and I kind of wanted to, like, give an update on, like,
okay,
and a thank you to everyone who had their two cents about it. A lot of people recommended a lot of different cars that I've already been looking at. Here's Faith. She said a Honda Pilot. Yeah, I've been looking at those. Someone here named Kelsey said I need a Ford Bronco. Dad vibes and practical for kids. Yeah, I looked. Those are cool. They are very cool. Someone said Toyota Highlander Hybrid, which I understand for multiple reasons, but it literally looks exactly like our minivan, just a little bit more like an SUV. So I don't think that's... How do you feel about that?
I don't know what any of these...
Because you care.
Like, so. No,
but,
I care.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people, like, had some good answers. Like, a lot of people like Subaru. You're not recording, are you?
No, look at my microphone.
What? What about it? What? Are you holding it backwards? That's fine.
Wait, that's crazy. So I don't know if you guys heard anything I said at the beginning of this. I've been holding it upside down this whole
time. That's weird.
Time.
It's kind of, I feel like that would be difficult to do.
I don't know. I was doing it. It wasn't that difficult.
Anyways, welcome back to the planet. Are you here with us?
No, keep going.
So a lot of people like Subaru. I get that. My brother had one of those. RAV4 hybrid. I had a RAV4, but it was like a 2007 RAV4. It was a long time ago. I think I was still driving that car when I first met you. But there's one in here, and this person nailed it. And nailed my dilemma, like part of my dilemma, but this person absolutely nailed it. This is from Ken, and I'm going to read his entire comment.
Okay.
Hi, Eric. Car Guy Ken here. So he even goes by the moniker Car Guy Ken. I have picked out a vehicle for you, knowing you as well as one can through YouTube, of course. Early 60s heritage coolness, beautiful natural wood interior accents, a panoramic canvas moonroof, side marker lights that have a pierced eyebrow vibe, and it will be available in a beautiful forest green. But I picture you in a brown suede jacket in sunburn orange painted SUV. It's the Scout Traveler. It also comes in pickup. I wish I needed a second car, but I don't. Sadly, it is 23 months away. That's the problem. He goes on to say lots of, hello from Central New Jersey. Yo, what up, New Jersey? And have fun shopping, serial killer. So what's so funny about this is if the dream one that I had zeroed in on.
Okay.
And had been looking at.
Is this his car? I'm confused. I never heard what the car was.
I had said, hey, what kind of car do you see? Recommend me a car. What kind of car do you picture me driving? You know, this and that. And this is the dream car that I had been researching. Like he nailed it.
Yeah, but I'm confused because so is this a car that he has or?
No, it's a car that he would, that.
Does it exist? Or is he just making it up?
It's going, you know, that's, I was reading in English.
I know. I think I zoned
out. Person who holds their microphone backwards. Yeah. This is the car I have. He said he's Car Guy Ken. He said he's picked out a car that he thinks would be perfect for me.
Yes.
Something about a jacket. Yes. And it's So Scout is a defunct brand. They haven't made cars in 30, 40 years. You remember the song International Harvester that Flynn loved?
Yeah, but yeah.
They made that. It's in and
they
in
made
the case,
Harvester?
Huh?
They made a Harvester?
International Harvester was a kind of, it was the name of a truck. And there's a song about it, and Flynn loved the song for a period of time. Still speaking in English. You following?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So they became defunct, stopped making these cars that looked really cool. They looked kind of like a Bronco, like a boxy kind of SUV car. You're either not listening or yawning to everything I'm saying. It's driving me nuts. In any case, Volkswagen bought the rights to this brand that and are going to bring it back as a fully electric SUV and pickup made exclusively in the United States, in Detroit. And designed somewhere else in America, I can't remember. So it's like going to be a Volkswagen brand making, and they look so cool. They look incredibly cool. And I had found out about this car, but it doesn't come out till 2028. Mm. Like they're not making them yet. Mm. They're not making them for years.
Oh my gosh, that's a perfect amount of time until you start to want a new car again.
So I can get a car, and by then, yeah. But I just like this guy knows me. I don't know. That was a really, really good guess because that is the one car that I've been looking at.
Can you wait that long until you get another car?
No. And the other problem is the other one that I really like is there's a Rivian coming out that's going to be actually affordable called the R3X that looks really, really cool. But that one also doesn't come out till 2027 or 2028. But with the Scout, you can reserve it now. Like I could give them $100 to be like first in line. Mm-hmm.
How much is that car?
But yeah, thanks for everyone who gave feedback on that. And but I just had to shout that guy, man. He nailed it.
How much is that car? The truck?
The one?
Is that it's a truck?
It's like a SUV.
I thought I heard you say pickup truck.
Yeah, they're coming out with two. They're coming out with a pickup truck version and an SUV version. That's kind of like similar to the car that I have now.
Okay.
But just it looks really. If I showed you the interior,
how much is
it? Looks really nice. Like lots of money.
How much?
I'm not going to say how much. People can look it up if they want to know how much.
I want to know.
I think like base price is like 50 and MSRP is starting around like 60. It's up there. It's not nothing. But if you wanted the Toyota Highlander hybrid, crazy. The Toyota prices have gone crazy. Those are like 70. Yeah. I feel like those are like 70 used.
Oh.
People like love Toyota though because they're just like, oh, it's going to last forever. It's like that almost means nothing to me because I know I'm going to want a different car in 3 years. Mm-hmm. You're yawning so much.
I'm really tired. I'm very sorry. Okay. I'm not trying to yawn.
It's coming off a bit aggressive.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to.
I'm boring you.
No, you're not boring me. You never bore me. No, I'm just very sleepy, I think. Yeah.
So that wasn't Who Needs to Relax, but I don't know. It was helpful to get that feedback, but also like these are all the cars. Yeah, I can't narrow it down in my mind.
I'm sorry.
And for some reason, it's fun for me, but it stresses me out.
Yeah.
Because it becomes a bit obsessive. I just need to kill.
Lovey.
But
so who needs to relax then?
Who needs to relax?
Mm. Me. I know.
I've found out recently that like the way that you communicate and the best way to communicate with you is with graphic t-shirts.
Oh, okay.
So I bought a graphic t-shirt.
Okay.
Because I thought it could maybe help solve an issue.
Oh, no.
That we have within our marriage and our lives. You know, I'm not attacking you. I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm trying to be nice about this.
Okay, okay.
And I bought a shirt.
Are you going to put it on?
I hit it behind this chair.
Are you going to put it on?
Well, you should be wearing it.
No, I only communicate through graphic t-shirts.
Okay,
so
I have to put it on. Okay, give me a second to put it on.
Okay. What does it say? It says, I'll be ready in 5 minutes. Oh, that is so me. I'll be ready in 5 minutes. Everything takes 5 minutes. Everything. I'll be there in 5 minutes. I can do it in 5 minutes. Oh, just give me 5 minutes. That's me.
Even the very start of this podcast, the 5 minutes turned into an hour and 15 minutes.
Wait, what?
When we were supposed to start.
I never said I'd be there in 5 minutes. I have said I'll be there in 5 minutes. But last night we said, let's film it this time. And then time, you're like, can we film it this time? So I was like, nah, we need to push it to this time.
Right.
And I actually was the first one in the room. So and then once in my life, I was on time.
There was a clock right there. Love. You can't.
I was in here.
You can't
argue
with the clocks.
I was in here before you.
That is a digital clock. Yes, but what time were you?
I was in here.
You were physically in the room, but I had been walking around the room waiting for you.
girl. I'm about to throw up on this microphone.
But in any case, I thought I'd communicate to you through a graphic t-shirt that what 5 minutes means to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting emotional.
Does it mean 5 minutes?
To me, 5 minutes means 60 seconds plus 60 seconds plus 60 seconds plus 60 seconds plus 60 seconds. I don't know. You do the
math.
It's
a lot
of
math.
It adds up to 5 minutes, all those seconds that I just referenced.
Yeah.
There's something about like, well, we're going to go in 5 minutes. Like I need to, and then I'm just like pacing.
Mm-hmm.
Towards you, what does 5 minutes mean to you?
It depends on the context.
Okay. So.
So if you're talking about to get in the car.
Yes.
That's very loaded. So.
Yeah. You don't do that. Yeah.
Well, no, it's like, it's usually, okay. So the 5 minutes thing is like, what you're referencing, for the most part, yes, I do go like, oh, I can do that in 5 minutes. Like, that's me going like, last night, Maisie was frustrated that a toy ice cream cone top wasn't fitting on the ice cream cone. Like, the ice cream part of a plastic toy wasn't fitting on the ice cream cone part. And that's because it was from, like, the Dollar Tree and it was, like, crap and it wasn't working.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, I can fix that in 1 minute, probably, mm-hmm. is what I said. And I went down and I had this idea to get felt and magnets and hot glue and scissors and cut it so that it could become a magnetic toy, but I had to make it child safe. So I had to hide the magnets underneath like felt and stuff so that they couldn't get to the magnets and make sure it was secure and all this stuff. And it ended up taking me like a half hour, mm-hmm. to like fix a Dollar Tree, you know, toy.
Okay.
Things like that. That is very, and I'm telling you, I firmly believed I could do it in 60 seconds. Like, I was like, I can do this in 1 minute. And I never can. So that is like where my issue is. But when it comes to getting into the car, here's the issue.
Okay, we're back.
Well, I'm saying I do have a problem with the 5 minute thing. Uh-huh. I really do have like a brain problem.
With a car, it's like, well, I can be.
No.
I'll be the car 5 minutes.
No, this is a problem with the car. Is we go, hey, let's go do this thing as a family. Let's go to the park. Let's go to the beach. Let's do this, whatever. And yeah, all right, cool. I want to go. And you've got the serial killer mentality of like, I have to do it right now or else I'm going to die. And so you're like, okay, everyone get in the car. And I'm like, whoa, I have to get their stuff. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, well, I'll get them in the car. And you give everyone the car. And then you sit and wait in the car while I'm getting the snacks, the change of clothes.
This
the
isn't
towels,
a competition.
This isn't
hey, we need to add up what we do. You know
no,
what
no,
I mean?
No, no,
I'm
no.
not going to be like, well, I'm buckling 3 children.
Absolutely not. No.
Sure,
let me finish.
Surely
no,
that's
no.
enough time.
Absolutely not. It is not a competition. It's not a competition. The only reason I'm saying, I would never even say any of that, except for the fact that if you complain about how long it takes me to get into the car, then I'm gonna be like, well, I was doing all of these things for the kids.
I wasn't complaining about it, but like, how do I phrase this?
But I know that I am really bad at time management with the 5 minute thing. Like, that is something I'm really bad about. But that, in that one particular instance with the car stuff, it's, I'm taking a long time because I'm getting everything ready for the kids.
Yeah.
Whereas you're like, let's just get in the car and go. We don't need anything.
No, I know we need things, and I'll be like, I'll get a bag, and I'm like, okay, and I'll take the responsibility of getting all of their shoes on and getting them to the car and buckling them in.
Of course.
But yeah, you know what I mean. And then you'll come out with the bag and you'll bring the bag out to the car. Then you go, okay, I just got to get my water. And then you're gone for another 5 minutes. You come back, you're like, I forgot, I don't have shoes. Because for some reason, you're not a shoes person.
Well, no, it's because I think about everything the kids need. And then once I get in the car, I'm like, okay, I've got everything the kids need.
All on them.
I'm not blaming them for anything. I'm saying I get everything that my kids need and I don't think about what I need.
Not blaming them, but like being like, well, my punctuality is only due to because I'm such a responsible mother my kids' needs.
I'm not irresponsible with my time because of my kids.
Right.
I've always been irresponsible with time. But I'm just saying the car
seems like that's been your retort.
No, in the specific instance of the car, getting in the car and going.
Uh-huh.
I'm like you said, I'm always like, I'll pack the bag. I'm happy to do it. I really like getting everything ready and together for the kids.
I asked what 5 minutes means to you. You brought up all the car stuff, getting into the car.
Okay. Well then just in general, in the 5 minutes of it all, like I am very bad at that. I'm very bad about I genuinely do think that I'll be able to get something done in 5 minutes. Or I'll be there in 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes. Like it's crazy how dumb I am. That I have proven myself wrong every day, multiple times a day, that I will not be getting it done in 5 minutes. Mm. I will not be there in 5 minutes. And yet I still firmly believe every day, like, well, I can do this in 5 minutes. It's really shocking. Like, I feel like my brain should be studied of how dumb I am that I can't learn.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting to. This wasn't an attack. This was an understanding.
Yeah.
I hope this doesn't seem like fighty.
No.
Or is coming across that way. But like, for you'll always be like, to me, you'll be like, oh, I can't believe you don't hear voices in your brain when you do this. And I can't believe you don't see a calendar like this and blah, blah, blah. Like, for me, it's really hard to understand the idea of like, oh, we should do that. Let's do that in 5 minutes. Let's do that in 10 minutes. Let's do that in 30 minutes. Or do you want to do that at noon tomorrow? Okay. Like that to me goes in my brain is like, okay, I have to be ready and in this position at that time, in that amount of time.
Yeah.
But to you, it's like, means nothing.
No, it's not that it doesn't mean it.
I'm trying to understand.
No,
yeah.
It doesn't mean nothing. It in fact means everything. And I hate it about myself. Oh. So it's something that I like it as annoying. It's so inconsiderate. It's so rude to be late to things. It's so rude and inconsiderate and selfish. That's what that feels like to me. It feels like whenever I'm late to something or I say I'm going to be somewhere or do something at a certain time and then I can't do it, I feel incredibly selfish and rude and inconsiderate. And I get so upset with myself that I wasn't able to do it.
I bought a joke t-shirt. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for this to be
There's nothing. I'm not upset. I'm telling you, I agree so with you that like, it's something that like, I don't like about myself. I wish I could understand it too, because I've tried setting alarms. In fact, I even came up with an invention.
You don't respond to alarms.
Yeah. What's that?
You can sleep through the iPhone alarm that they have.
I don't sleep through them.
The default one is so unbelievably obnoxious. And
I don't sleep through them.
You subconsciously turn them off.
No, I have a different brain that only, like, it's crazy. I'll hear the alarm and my brain will go like, oh, I don't need to get up. And I'll turn it off. And then when I'm awake later, I'll be like, why did my brain say I didn't need to get up? Like, my brain convinces me, like, you don't have to get up right now. Like, I believe it. It's the same thing as 5 minute thing. I'm like, I just believe that. It's really insane. But I came up with an invention that I really hope someone can make.
Sure. A lot of inventors listen to this podcast.
I think there should be, I don't know if, I don't want to blame ADHD because I don't know if it's an ADHD thing, but a choline clock, a choline GPS, because when I look up a place, okay, I have to go to this
GPS.
Yeah. It's just for GPS part of time management. So let's say I have to go to, I'm meeting up with someone at noon at some coffee shop. Okay. I will look up how long it will take me to get there. And it will say, you know, 12 minutes. I'll be like, great. Let's say for easier, let's say I have to meet someone at 1 and it says it's going to take me 10 minutes to get there. I'll be like, cool. I have to leave at 12:50. Mm-hmm. I can never plan ahead to be like, okay, it's going to take me a few minutes to park. What if I can't find parking? What if there's no gas in the car? Like, what if there's traffic? Like, my brain doesn't do those things. That what it doesn't, no matter how much I've tried to train it to do that, it doesn't do it. It goes, oh, I have 10 minutes. As long as I leave by 12:50, I'll get there at 1. That's 10 minutes. And so,
but your problem isn't the parking. Is, you know, like, you get in the car and you're like, oh, there's no parking, or you know, I need to get gas. Your problem is when the thing is at 1, you leave at 1:05.
Not always.
You don't leave at 12:50.
Not always.
Okay.
But anyway, I think that there should be a GPS that tricks you.
Yeah.
And it's like, or it just allots for all that stuff. It's like, okay, it's a 10-minute drive, but it will say it takes you 20 minutes to get there because it adds in like for parking and like traffic and whatever, and does that for you. So that I see, oh, I have to be there. I have to leave 20 minutes before. So I leave 20 minutes before as opposed to 10 minutes before. I think that would help me. Someone said, I saw comments on something somewhere once that said they put the directions into where they're going and then push go and watch the time that they'll arrive. Like, and they'll leave it up while they're getting ready. Do you know what I'm saying? So that like, it says that you'll get there at 5 o'clock. You'll get there 5:01, like the longer you take to get in the car to start driving, the time will change. But still, that doesn't help because it still is not allotting for like, if there's traffic, if there's a problem, if you have to stop for some reason, if you have to park and can't find parking, to walking from the car to the place you're going, all those things. I, I don't know what it is about my brain that I can't do that.
What I did in high school to wake up, or I guess it was junior high, to like wake up for the bus, this is a long time ago, was I had a, you know, things were analog. I had an analog alarm clock and I would just set it to 5 minutes ahead in time, you know, knowing it's like, it's, this isn't a solution to your problem, but like, so the clock in my bedroom that set off the alarm was 5 minutes ahead of like the actual time. Do you follow? Mm-hmm. But my brain knew that it was 5 minutes ahead.
Yeah, so like, knew. So that it, but so make like, it worse.
So it was just like, oh, that clock's 5 minutes fast.
I think I just try and
help me get out of bed early.
I think I just now kind of analyzed in my head, but okay, so here's the reason I think in situations like that where I'm late to stuff, I think the thing I hate more than anything in this world, well, that's extreme. Something I hate a lot is wasted time. I'm very busy. I have a lot to do and I don't like wasting time. And for me, like I feel like I'm either late or way too early. So I'll be like, I cannot be late to this thing. And I'll get there and I'll be sitting in my car for a half an hour, just sitting there. And in my brain, I'm like, that's a half an hour is a lot of time for me to like, there's so many things I could do with that time. So to waste that time, I just don't want to waste any time. And so instead of wasting time, I do the opposite, which is worse, which is like be late and be inconsiderate of other people's time. Do you know what I'm saying?
You don't have to be there a half hour early though. You could be there 10 minutes early.
I can't,
and then the reward
I can't accomplish
is being
that.
Punctual.
And even 10 minutes is a lot of time. I could do a lot in 10 minutes. I can do a lot in 5 minutes. So I've heard.
Pause.
I know. It's bad. I need to work on this. Did you say pause?
Yeah, remember we talked about that a couple episodes ago? I think people say pause when it's something that's like, that's what she said kind of a thing.
I don't get it.
We were talking about this like a couple episodes ago where I said pause and you're like, what does that mean? And I said, well,
yes, that's what she said,
right? That's what she said, yeah.
But how is that what she said?
It's like something that can be conceived as sexual. You go, I can do a lot of things in 5 minutes. So I've been told.
Okay.
And you said it like all like this.
Oh, okay.
It seemed like you were...
I wasn't
that.
Trying to, but I'm just naturally so sexy.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I know that it's something I need to fix.
Oh, I meant for it to be silly. I bought a $6 t-shirt. Silly.
I love that shirt. I'm going to wear it.
Yeah, it's for you.
I love it.
And, you know.
It's not a cute character trait. It's very annoying. I hate it about me too. So,
I just ordered it when I was thinking like, oh.
I love it.
So I was thinking about like, what can I communicate through a t-shirt? Then I saw this t-shirt. It's not even a big deal. The t-shirt could have said anything. I was just like, I want to wear a graphic tee that says something.
I love it.
That I can bust her chops for. And then the last thing I have to say, and then you can talk for the rest of the time.
No one wants that.
Surely they do. I wanted to give a shout out. Do people still say that?
I don't know.
To Alexander Fleming.
Who's that?
It's a big deal in our house right now. Do you know who Alexander Mm-mm. Fleming is? He's the scientist that discovered penicillin in 1928. Mm. And I just think, thank goodness he did.
Okay.
The antibiotics, you know?
Oh, okay.
I just think, I just want to say thank you to science.
Yeah.
And I hope people are still doing things with science to help people.
Yeah, I think they are. I would hope so.
It'd be nice. It'd be nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of sickness going on in our home.
But yeah, thank goodness for that guy. In 1928, leaves his lab, comes back, notices some mold is growing on some Petri dish and is like, hey, maybe I can use that mold. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
We need those brains.
We definitely need more of those
whatever's
brains.
Going on. This isn't really...
5 minutes. I'll be there in 5 minutes, brains.
This isn't doing anybody any good.
Yeah, I keep getting random hair floats into my mouth just naturally. It drives me crazy. I appreciate that as well. I appreciate all of the science that has happened as far as like medical science. Like it's so crazy to think about that one day they were like, maybe we should try washing our hands before an operation.
Yeah,
see how many germs go.
Yeah, it literally took a surgeon to figure that out. That stopped.
Oh, we should wash
all
hands?
His surgeries from killing people. Yeah,
it's crazy. Uh-huh. There's so many funny things like that. I saw a TikTok this morning or yesterday, I don't know, about, you know, where the term like hysteria comes from, right? Like hysterical, like they used to
comes from hysterectomy.
Well, women. Used to, I'm sure I'll get this wrong, but if women were anxious at all, their husbands would take them to the doctor.
Okay.
And they would be like diagnosed with like hysteria. and it was like a uterus problem, they'd be like, oh, it's like she's being hysterical. If she had any sort of negative emotion, they'd be like, she's hysterical. We have to do this operation. We have to do this procedure on her. And they would touch her parts to realign the uterus.
What the?
I swear to you, they would do this. And this, sorry, I just, I'm shook it to my bones.
That's where hysterical.
I knew hysterical came from that. They're hysterical. No, that's where it came from. I don't remember. I should look it up.
Okay.
I should look it up because I don't want to misspeak.
You heard this on TikTok?
No. Well, that part I'd already know. I already knew about. I already knew that hysterical was like a negative. The term hysteria originates from the Greek word hysteria, which means womb. So like if you call someone hysterical, you're basically calling them a woman, like because they have a womb.
So it doesn't mean funny? I mean, like, oh, you're hysterical.
No, it does. Well, hysterical you're means hilarious. Funny now, but hysteria, like, oh, they're in a state of hysteria, yeah. Whatever. It's like, it's basically saying it has to do with your uterus. It's like you've got a uterus, you're a crazy person.
So doctors would perform a womb alignment?
Yeah, so reflecting the historical belief that certain emotional or behavioral issues were caused by uterine dysfunction and were therefore considered a female-specific condition. So I already knew that, but I didn't know this other part of, okay, so this, hold on. I've got to look this up because I don't want to say it wrong. This is essentially what this thing was. It said that the hysteria, it talked about the, where the term hysteria came from, which I had already saw this. So I almost swiped because I was like, oh, I already knew this. Like, cause I'm very feminist for you, Paige, these days. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was just teaching where that term came from, that like, if you call you saying like someone's being hysterical, because hysterical saying laughing, that's so funny. That's so hysterical. That's not what it originally meant. It meant like that person is hysterical. Like they're insane. Mm-hmm. So I already knew that, but I guess that people would go in to, for hysteria, and the doctor would like realign the uterus essentially to fix the hysteria to, cause then they would complete.
That sounds like a crime.
Well, yeah. And then I guess, then they started, I'm trying to figure out if this is true, or if this was just a TikTok. George Taylor patented one of the first. Okay. So then they made vibrators to do the procedure. So the vibrator was a medical device to cure hysteria. And then they were like, women started like using them, I guess, or something. I don't know. And then they're like, oh, never mind. And then I think they became like,
I mean, in the context of like a, we're talking like early 1900s, like medical.
In the 1880s.
1880s, like medical standards. This does not sound like a fun, like, this does not sound like a fun.
No. British thing. Physician Joseph Mortimer Granville invents an electromechanical vibrator called the percutor for treating nervous disorders.
Oh, bro.
Vibrators were used in medical practice to stimulate nerves and muscles and to treat conditions such as hysteria, paralysis, and erectile dysfunction. And then it evolved into a sex toy in the early 20th century. Vibrators began to be marketed as sex toys, and a feminist movement of the 1970s further popularized their use for sexual pleasure.
But first there was some doctor who was like,
you're hysterical. Let me touch
you. Come
your-
to see me. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, you got, wow, man. That's, this
isn't
is,
that
this
crazy?
Is upsetting. It's upsetting.
I know.
To me. I can't imagine.
It's
yeah,
crazy.
It's hard to imagine that the, like what the intentions were.
Yeah.
From this man of science.
But hysteria
medicine.
Was a nervous disease and they thought that it would treat female patients.
I'd feel a lot more comfortable if it was a female doctor.
Hold on. Granville refused to treat female patients simply because I do not want to be hoodwinked by the how do you say this? Vagaries? V-A-G-A-R-I-E-S. I don't know how to say things. Of the hysterical state. The vibrator began as a therapy for men only. It then quickly left the sphere of mainstream medical practice. Men were the first? As per usual.
We get it. It's just like, what in their... Okay, I think I follow. Sure.
I don't
know.
So what? Maybe I don't know if I don't know when I'm not seeing any proof of like that the doctor would realign the uterus.
How did I'm sorry. How did this come up?
Because I saw a TikTok about it.
Okay.
And we were talking about how medical, you're talking about medical stuff.
Oh, I was talking about penicillin. And so,
well, yeah, because it just reminded, like, you were talking about like how long time ago they came created this. And then I was thinking about how back in the day they had like crazy.
You're like, how did people get boners in the 1880s?
No, that's not what I was thinking. I saw a thing on Hysteria. Hold on. Hysteria cure. I have to look this up because now I'm like, was the first part even true that like they would, the doctor would do it? Yes, it was. In the 1800s, hysteria, diagnosis often applied to women, was treated with methods like pelvic massage, including clitoral stimulation with early vibrators and rest cures. And the goal of inducing a hysterical paroxysm, or the big O.
She's being, but so they're like, she's hysterical.
Let's give her an O.
She's being a bitch, like, so send her to the doctor to like... That's crazy.
Because the husbands didn't know how to do it, I guess. Yeah. The husbands are like, she can feel good. Send her to the doctor. I don't know how to do that.
Still don't, yeah. Trying to figure that one out.
Anyway, that's not true. Let's move on from that. I don't know. I just thought that was fascinating. Now I want to know what the first one looked like. It couldn't have... How did they even make it? What did it look like?
Can I change the subject, please?
Okay, fine.
What did it look like? I don't know, love. Google first. Yeah, I don't know. Medical vibrator.
Okay.
You have something?
Oh, did you have more?
I had one more thing. I'm just going to change the subject. Speaking of my For You page, which isn't 1880s vibrators, I've been seeing a lot of these like kind of viral videos where a person happens upon a baby wild animal that is in some sort of horrible situation and rescue said baby animal. And then the video turns into a montage of them raising this baby animal into adulthood. And then this wild animal becomes like friendly with them. It's like a human, you know what I mean? Like person rescued a pigeon on their windowsill, like protected it from the rain. And then the pigeon kept coming back. And then eventually the pigeon would come inside their apartment and like fall asleep on their lap, and then the pigeon had babies, and you know what I mean, they were just this happy human pigeon family. And I kind of like want that to happen to me.
I am very supportive of you getting a pigeon.
No, not a pigeon, but like any if I found like a baby fox, right? I feel like I've seen ones of this too, and
those are very stinky.
And then you just like raised, you know, you have to feed it with a little milk bottle, and then it gets older, and then it's like a wild fox, but it still comes back to you because it, like, you know,
okay,
loves you. Or like a raccoon baby, love, any kind of wild baby animal, love, that I can feed, give a milk bottle to, that don't be friendly to me, that shouldn't be. Do you understand?
I understand completely. Okay. And now I'm so happy because you can actually care more about my obsession with the animals that live around our house.
No, I like the animals that live around our house.
No. Love you. You don't understand.
You're naming squirrels. I understand.
No, you don't understand. They are literally, they live here. We have 3 crows and we have 3 squirrels, 2 skunks that live here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And one of the skunks, well, they're both named Bathtub.
Yeah.
Because the kids can't tell them apart. But
no, no,
I,
but I don't get to like hand feed them or like shake. They don't,
love,
they
don't,
they can't come, love, in here right now and cuddle in my,
yes,
lap.
Yes, they can.
No, because I would, yes, have to raise... I have to raise them from a baby.
No, you
so
don't.
They lose their,
no,
fear, instinctual fear of me.
You don't. You actually don't. Okay, listen. First of all,
these are all the montage viral videos I see. You're, love, talking about something different.
No, it just takes patience and time. You can have the crows. You can teach the crows to be your friend, to bring you presents. You can teach our crows to bring you presents.
Because you've been on Crow Talk and seen Crow TikTok videos.
I'm telling,
I know,
you, it's real. But also the squirrels. Okay. We have, so I...
I yell at the crows. They don't say anything back to me.
Because you're not bringing them presents. You have to bring them presents.
I don't think.
And you have to talk to them every single day and bring them like a walnut or something every single day and talk to them every day so they get used to you. They
patience.
Can crows can recognize people and they can recognize your voice and they remember, like, and they will remember you after if you do it for a long time, you're very consistent and very patient. They will start bringing you presents. They'll bring you shiny. They like to bring shiny things to the people who take care
of
them.
They like walnuts?
They like nuts. They like walnuts. But if you bring them in like to the same spot and you have to talk to them and like make sure they know your voice. I was talking to a crow the other day.
What was he saying?
Caw.
What does that translate to?
Fuck if I know.
You were saying caw back?
Of course I was.
Like that? You were just going caw?
Caw.
You're staying like your California
No, I was
accent?
Like trying to sound like it.
Uh-huh.
And it was talking back to me. But here's the deal. So it's a couple months ago, I put out cameras where I saw like chipmunks and squirrels were kind of running around outside my office. And every time they heard a noise or saw me or anything, they dart away so fast. So I put cameras out and I put some nuts and seeds and stuff out. And I only did this a few times. And now I do it like maybe once a week. I'll throw out like some nuts or something.
Careful because of rodents.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And you also don't want to like train them that that's where their food supply comes from, blah, blah, blah. But maybe once a week, and I haven't done it actually in a long time now, but when doing that, I watched the cameras and I was like obsessively watching who was coming around in the cameras. And over time I noticed that there are three squirrels that live here that are here every day.
One of them is like hairless. Right?
One of them has some sort of disease or something, but it's grown back. And I've named her, even though it is a boy, but I named her Mange. Mm-hmm. There's another one that's just like a typical run of the mill, normal squirrel. Doesn't have a name. And there's another one that is pregnant, very pregnant.
Where's the nest? You know where the nest is?
I don't know, but I saw it grabbing their last time I fed them, which was a week or something ago. And I didn't even feed them.
Isn't it like inappropriate to say, ask if a squirrel's pregnant?
I didn't ask. I'm assuming.
Isn't it offensive?
I mean, maybe, but it's very much a pregnant squirrel.
Okay. Because
I noticed she was, at first I just thought she was like a chunky one. And I was like, cute, live your best life. Like eat all those nuts. And then I noticed her nipples were like enlarged and swollen.
Okay.
And there's a bulge only this like where she would be pregnant. What, pregnancy grosses you out?
No, just talk about squirrel nipples gross. Like this podcast is all over the
place. Would
you
rather say mickens?
You're saying, yeah. Would anyone understand what you're saying?
No.
Okay. Mickens.
One of our kids says mickens instead of nipples.
Yeah.
Anyway, not because that's what we taught this child. It's just like what they say. But anyway, so this is the exciting thing though, is that yesterday or 2 days ago, I haven't put out anything in a while.
Sure.
One of the squirrels came up to my door at the window, got on its hind legs and looked me dead in the eye contact. I made eye contact for the first time in weeks and it was with a squirrel and it
just showing you its mickens.
And it was no, it wasn't that one. It was the run of the mill, normal one who doesn't have a name yet. It could be yours. You can name it.
It could be Eric.
Sure. But it got up on its hind legs and just looked at me like, where's my nuts? And I was like, hi. And I just started talking to it. And I walked a little closer and it didn't run, which is never done. And I opened the door and it ran away.
Did you then put out?
Of course I put out a nut.
Did it come back and eat them?
Well, it's gone. So I assume so. I haven't checked the camera. That was yesterday, the day before, whatever.
You didn't wait to see?
But I didn't feed it like a bunch. I threw like one little cashew out that was like on my table. So, but anyway, I'm just saying that like there are three squirrels that live at our house and I don't want squirrels to be in our house, but I like the idea that they're living. They were here probably before us. Like all these animals that are here every day.
Sure. And no, but what I'm saying
is their house. And I'm like, we're coming to their house. Like we all live here together, man. That's so beautiful.
That's a lovely sentiment. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I need to rescue a baby squirrel so it can be in
our
house.
That hero complex.
And
you want to be
like
a hero,
raise it. And then it wears diapers and silly hats sometimes, you know what I mean? And it can run and we build a thing so it can run around the ceiling of our house. You know what I mean? That's how you get a viral video of this. That's what I'm talking about.
Switched positions that I'm like the beauty of nature and that we're in their territory and respect them like, I wanted to wear a diaper and a silly hat and live my house. I want to go outside.
I think we're just talking about two different things. Like, you know, like,
but what I'm just saying, you can want something that's not going to happen and also is probably illegal, or you can appreciate what we have, which
hero.
Is we have skunks and we have, crows and squirrels. And we have two chipmunks, but there's only one I've seen recently.
You know the kind of videos I'm talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course I do. And I'm very jealous of those people. And I get really, really angry when I see people cuddling a tiger or a cheetah or something like that, because it's like my dream. Mm. Those big old freaking toe beans. Like I just want to boop their little noses. They're so cute. But I'd also want them to live where they're supposed to live and be what they're supposed to be in their natural existence. And
sure.
But I'm also so grateful for people who rescue these things.
Well, you would rescue, rehabilitate, and then like bring back to the wild. And then, you know, a week later it comes, like it would come back because like, you know, you're such a good human and did such a good thing.
What I was going to say about the squirrel is I saw it take something. And then in another camera on the other side of the yard, I saw it with it still in its mouth running over a rock and going down. And it came back. And I was like, oh, that thing's making a...
He's feeding his...
Making a nest.
In it. Don't they, squirrels have nests? Aren't they? They're up in trees, squirrel nests.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think chipmunks will do in like rock walls and things like that. Gross, but I think squirrels for the most, I mean, there's ground squirrels, but those kind of squirrels, I feel like make nests in trees. I don't know.
Maybe believe that. I don't know.
So
I don't
many,
know
like,
much
holes
about it.
In the ground.
I just know it's been really cool. Like I never put much thought into it. I just see squirrel and be like, ah, squirrel. And I was like, oh, it's like, if you see squirrels around your house, it's like they live there. Like they've,
yeah.
If you consistently see squirrels, it's like, it's the same. It's not different squirrels. They're just like dropping by. It's like they live there. These squirrels live here. And we're about to have babies, love.
More babies in the family.
I need to find this nest. But I'm also worried because I know that some moms, like in the wild, like if they smell.
Moms in the wild?
Moms in the wild. There's like some animals, at least this is not, anything we ever talk about on this podcast is not fact. I just feel like I should clarify. It is what we've maybe heard at one point from a reliable source or most likely not a reliable source. And it's probably not very true or is like based on truth, but very twisted at this point.
Don't take facts from people with theater degrees.
But I remember at one point hearing from somewhere that like if you touch, like if I were to touch a baby, which I wouldn't do in the wild, if I saw like, let's see, I found this nest of baby squirrels. You're not supposed to touch them because if your scent gets on the babies that the mom will like eat it, the baby to like protect it because they're kind of dumb, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is true. But or they'll harm it or they'll abandon it. They'll be like, oh no, this is dangerous, and they'll abandon it. You don't want to like do that to the babies, so don't ever touch babies in the wild.
Right. Yeah. Well, this is like in an obvious situation where it's been like left behind, right?
I think even then you're really, unless it's like in a dangerous, like it's about to get hit by a car, like you're not really supposed to touch wild animals. You're supposed to call like animal. Remember when we found a baby possum in our backyard?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't touch it. We called the animal control people and we're like, what do we do? Help us, the wildlife. And they're like, we don't know.
They're like,
I don't know, let it go. Mom's gonna come back for it. Yeah. And we're like,
it was adolescent. It was
literal like, baby possum in our backyard. We don't want to.
It
get
was
hurt.
Like an adolescent. It wasn't like a newborn baby.
Yeah. Anyway, that's that. I don't know. What?
Can I ask you something controversial?
Of course you can.
You're a mom.
I am.
You're a Chappell Roan fan.
I am.
We went to see her in concert.
We did.
Are you in hell?
You know what? It's so funny. There's all this talk about how Chappell Roan said, all my friends who have kids are in hell, are miserable or something. I don't know. She said that, but she said, all my friends or everyone I know who has kids or all my friends with kids or something. When I heard that, I didn't think, I was just like, it did not affect me at all. I kind of like laughed and was like, that's funny. Cause like, there's so many times when you're a parent where you're like, oh my God, this is so hard. This is, you oftentimes will say things like, this is hell, you know, but you don't mean it. Like, it's also the best thing that could ever happen. So I didn't think anything negative about it. I was like, I thought it was good to hear a young woman not be desperate to like, you know, cause we're taught as women to, you like grow up and you have kids and you get married and you have kids and whatever. And that's what your duty is, you know, at least my upbringing, like conservatively. So to hear a woman say like, that's not something I'm like, that's not something that's interesting or like the dream, you know, at the moment. She's just saying that, you know,
this is maybe a wording thing. That
totally
people,
said it rude.
People love
totally
to get excited about.
Of course. But anyway, my point is that it didn't upset me because she wasn't talking about me.
Yeah.
So like people, I think, took it so personally, but she didn't say every parent on the planet is in hell. She said the people I know or like my friends are in hell. And I was like, huh? And just kind of like, didn't I, she doesn't know me. She's not talking about me. So I don't know. I didn't take it personally because she's not talking about me.
Yeah.
So
I brought it up and now I'm so desperate to change the subject.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like gossip. I don't like, you know what I mean?
I'm not gossiping about anyone.
Not gossip, but that kind of the thing where people want to dissect everything. Someone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not dissecting it. I'm just like, I took it for what it was. She said something about her friends
thanks,
and I was like,
thanks for giving me a genuine answer. I was just kind of making a joke.
Sorry. No.
Anyway, we're going camping soon. Are you excited about that? That you are, as a family, that all of us and you are going to be outside in the elements camping.
Mm-hmm.
This was your idea. You said spring break. Let's get outside to the, let's be on the animals' turf. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you so happy, excited?
Eric's going camping soon. Eric booked.
You agreed to one night.
I did. And you know what? Here's the thing. I've always, my whole life was like camping, ew, outside bugs, gross. And then I went camping with you and I was like, camping's fun. Like camping's so fun. I've never gone like camping in a tent. I've only done like RV camping and like cabin camping. So not real camping.
Yurt.
Yeah. So I've never done.
Stayed in a yurt before. Yeah,
that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never done hardcore camping, but it is very, very fun. However, camping with one kid, with Flynn, fun.
Yeah.
Kind of hectic, but fun. Camping with three kids, I'm in hell. No, I'm just kidding. No, but camping.
I'm miserable.
No, but if you were to say, hey, you and I are just going camping and the kids are taken care of for a couple of nights, and it's like, I think that'd be fun and hilarious and a joy. And it will be the most fun. The kids are going to have the time of their life.
They're going to love it. Yeah.
But my brain, remember when I was talking about the car thing earlier? My brain's that.
Yeah,
so my brain's
the packing
like,
of it all.
My brain's like, what is everything that our kids need in every situation that could happen when we're in the woods? Like I need. And so yeah, that is extremely overwhelming and stressful. And to me,
yeah, I started to kind of get some stuff together.
For
this soon camping trip. Like, you know, like if I'm like starting to gather like flashlights and, peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff. I guess new s'mores sticks.
Mm-hmm.
This is stressful.
Yeah. I'm more thinking like
can of baked beans.
Tylenol in case one of the kids, diapers, wipes, pull-ups, extra panties, extra clothes, toys for them in different scenarios. If they're in the dirt, if they're in the water, water shoes, extra socks, like
their
blankies, their specific blankies they like to sleep with.
I'm gonna cancel it.
So it's more like I'm not thinking like, oh, we're going camping, we need a flashlight. I'm thinking like we're going camping with three children, one of which does not like being outside.
Yeah, one of them.
One of them really doesn't like being outside.
Team you. Yeah.
One of them is worse than me.
Yeah.
Like worse.
You go outside in the yard and like, can we go back inside?
Like the second you go outside with this one, they're like, can we please go in the house?
I think that everyone would have a great, like be super excited.
That one will not.
I think so. For
the
a little
other
bit.
Ones are going to have the best time of their freaking life. Two of them are going to think this is like better than Disneyland. One of them is going to be like,
really done it before.
Can
we'll see what they
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. It's going to be so fun. They're going to have the time of their life.
Yeah, I think so. I'm excited.
I'm excited for you guys to go do that.
Yeah. You too.
I can't go. So you're going with the kids, right?
Mm.
Can you imagine? That, how would you do?
I wouldn't sleep.
Uh-huh.
But that's okay. Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
You just need a you weekend to yourself?
No. No, I'm going. It'll be so fun. I can't see anything because the light is so bright, so I'm coming. Oh, we gotta go. The timing of it all. We're gonna wrap this up.
It's an Eric takeover episode.
So what my relax was going to be, I'm just now realizing that the frame of us is like a little bit crooked. It's driving me crazy. So sorry that the video of this is
sure
a little slanted.
Anyone watching this is going nuts and so
drives
pissed
me
about
nuts.
That.
So what I put for my relax this week is things that don't need to relax. Okay.
I don't understand.
The perfect bite. When you're having food, when you're eating dinner and like, for example, like a Thanksgiving dinner, you get a fork full of the perfect ratio of all the different foods. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about?
When I think of perfect bite, I think of like a burger. But yeah,
that too. Yes. No, yeah. That totally applies. A burger bite that has a little bit of every single thing in the burger in it.
Yeah.
Perfect amount.
It's like
of
towards
every,
the middle. Oh. And you kind of fight for it and kind of save
Gorge.
It for like towards the end. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. A deep breath of crisp, cool air when it's like fall. See, it's different. Fall is different in California than it is on the East Coast. But like when it's like
great.
A little bit cold and crisp, like the air smells cold.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can smell like a fireplace somewhere, which is very rare. This is why this is such a special thing to me. A good thing.
Doesn't happen all the time.
It doesn't happen because most places can't even have a fireplace in California because we're so prone to fires. Like no one has real working fireplaces here.
Right.
So to smell a fireplace when the air is and you're wearing a sweater, get out of here. That's like one of the best things in the world.
It's my childhood.
Well, okay, this is random.
Wait, they're just listening to awesome things?
Yeah, wonderful things. Okay. That don't need to relax.
That's a good way to end it, yeah.
Well, I just figure the world is kind of yuck right now, you know? And I just didn't want to just write a whole list of things that I wanted to complain about today. I was like, I'm going to write some positive things that which we always do. I'm not hating on it because I do it every week. And this whole, we just spend an hour complaining about things. Yeah, but this is just I thought this would be fun to do.
I love it.
When I used to travel, rest in peace, me traveling. I love traveling. And one of my favorite feelings is you get to a hotel, check in, you get in your room, and then you're like, I'm going to go walk around the city. Mm-hmm. And when you walk out of a hotel lobby and you're in the city, and I'm not talking like a rural random area, I'm talking like in a city somewhere. And you're in a new city.
Yeah.
This smelling it, the feeling of it, the feeling of like adventure, being in a place you've never been and exploring. And I feel like I'm shaking right now. I'm vibrating just the thought of it. Like it's one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. That's the best feeling ever. The smell of baked goods in a house, brownies, cookies.
Classic. Yeah.
I made banana bread muffins the other day.
That house smelled really good that day.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Okay. This one, you're not going to even believe it. Trimmed, like freshly trimmed hedges. That's a bad way to say it. Okay. So the other day I was getting the chicken eggs and there was like a bush that's overgrown kind of in the way when I tried to open the door to get to the chicken eggs because our bushes had overgrown. Mm-hmm. So I grabbed some scissors because I couldn't find the hedge trimmers or whatever. And so I just snipped with scissors like these bushes down. And then so it was like I felt like I was taking a deep breath. Yeah. When I walked over there next and it was like open and no branch was hitting me.
Our new gardening
when I walked
hobby,
to get
love.
The chicken eggs, there was no branches hitting my head or my arm or scratching me on the way over. Mm-hmm. It was just open. I was like, oh, what is this, the secret garden?
It's a super satisfying
oh,
feeling.
Oh, it
yeah.
was so, it was such a glorious feeling.
You talking pruning,
love? I'm talking pruning, man. Yeah, it felt great. Amazing.
Pruning's great.
But it was like the thought of doing it, I avoided for like a week and I was like, oh, I have to do this. And it was like so annoying to me. And then when I finally did it while I was doing it, I was like, oh, this is kind of annoying. And then when it was done and it was like I opened my eyes and was like, oh.
Satisfying.
Oh man, it was good.
Yeah.
It was such a good feeling.
I love
anyway,
doing
I have
that too.
More. But little things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So lovely. What
a nice way to end. Yeah.
A clean, you know, another
oh,
one.
Sorry, you have more.
Yeah. Well, sorry. One, this is a good one.
No.
Sorry, but it's the Relaxed Podcast. It wouldn't be the Relaxed Podcast if we didn't talk about poo. When you poo and the wipe and it's one wiper, nothing there, good to go. Don't laugh as if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but it just doesn't really line up with the other ones you were going for.
What are you really telling? You're telling me that's not glorious?
You're like a crisp breath of fresh air.
Crisp breath of fresh breath of poo.
A no-wipe poo?
Yeah. Poon.
Poon?
No, of course there's always at least one wipe, but I'm just saying don't act like I'm crazy right now.
No, that's you're right. It's great. I mean, it's great. It's,
that's sure. glorious.
It's just not like...
When you wipe and you're like, what? Nothing? Clean sweep?
This happens to you?
Of course, most of the time.
What?
Most of the time.
Okay.
You need to look in your IBS.
Most of the time.
Yes. Right. Most of the time for real.
You're just you're the one wipe queen?
No, it's like every once in a while I'll get one when it's not, and it's like so frustrating. And that's what makes me appreciate the one sweep. Good to go because I'm like when it's not that it's so annoying.
Okay.
Ugh, whatever. He's acting for the cameras right now. Acting. If the cameras were not on, he'd be like, oh yes, that's the best.
It just wasn't, it just caught me off guard because
fine.
Because you are speaking publicly and it didn't seem simpatico with like all the other things you listened before. But I think that's something to be proud of and that you should say publicly. So
it's not that I'm proud. It's just like a nice feeling of like, I'm not going to waste time sitting here trying to clean this up. Whatever. Goodbye.
Bye.
Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.